and the next door neighbors, sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And just like that, in the blink of an eye, another week has gone by and it's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. It's only an hour long. It's not even stressful. I pick out a handful of records and I go to it. Anyway, glad you're along for another week of great old-time songs here in the old Oompa Hour. And, yeah, I'll get right to it here. Got a good mix for you today. In fact, we're going to start out with something weird. I normally save the weird stuff for later, so I get you sucked in with the traditional stuff. But, you know, this week I'm just kind of going with what was in the stack. I kind of randomly built a stack of records. And the first record I grabbed is a Bobby Vinton record. He's doing the Beer Barrel Polka. But this was a little later in his career. It was a little after the Melody of Love and all that stuff. As we entered the disco era and the invention of the music synthesizer. And I usually kind of avoid this one, but yeah, see what I mean? It's a little extra weird. It's for you younger people, you know, maybe in your 50s. Here's Bobby Vinton and the Beer Barrel Polka.
There's a garden, what a garden. Only happy faces bloom there. And there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing and a lot of foolish people. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oompa-pa, everybody feels so tra-la-la. They want to throw their cares away and look a spieva, spieva. Then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples form a ring. For miles around you'll hear them sing.
Bobby Vinton there and the Beer Barrel Polka. You're at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. It's a little funkier than usual on the show. But, hey, I'm going with a random stack of records here. I'm looking here to see. Why do they print things so darn little? I was going to give you the year on this record. Wait a minute. Where's the extra reading glasses? Oh, where are they? They're way over there. I don't think I'm going to go get them while you're waiting for me. That wouldn't be polite. I think that says 1978. Maybe. I don't know. I'll revisit that and get back to you. But anyway, we were entering the disco era. That's for sure. Bobby Vinton here on the Oompa Hour. And I'm digging it today because it's like 65 degrees outside after a week or so of 90s here in northern Minnesota. I'm enjoying the cooler weather, man. And of course, my wife's grumpy about it, but I'm happy about it because my mom always said the perfect temperature was 72, and I tend to agree with my mom. But anyway, let's do something a little more traditional. Here's the Six Fat Dutchman. It's the Schneider Polka. ¶¶ it. Six Fat Dutchman Schneider Polka here on Tim's Zumba Hour. That is your old-time oldie show. Every week this thing happens right here in the same spot. So glad you found it. Maybe you found it again. Maybe you've been listening for a long time. Let me see here. This is show number 485, for Pete's sake. You'd think I would have figured it out by now. All right, in the world of polka music, you know, they used to give a Grammy in a category that included polka records. For years and years and years and years they did that. I'm trying to remember if it was the world music category or what it was. But you used to be able to get a Grammy if you were a polka band or polka musician. And basically, Frankie Yankovic and Jimmy Sturr were the two acts that pretty much scooped up probably 90% of the polka category Grammys over the years. And I don't play enough Jimmy Sturr records for somebody who is that famous. Here he is. This does not seem like a positive attitude song, but I think it is. The title is Before They Take Me Away, Jimmy Sturr and His Orchestra. The big sound of Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra there. And before they take me away, just want to play one more tune, man, here on Tim's Zumba Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Want to talk about the World of Accordions Museum before we go any further. Invite you to pay them a visit. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. We've been talking about them for a while. There's like 1,400 accordions in that place. That is never blown away in a tornado. That's for darn sure. But yeah, you want to study the instruments, the history of the people and the music. You want to see a whole lot of pretty-looking accordions and other related musical stuff. That is the place to go, man. It's like the mother of all accordion hoarding. Yeah, they're right on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. You can pay them a visit. They'd love to give you a tour, show you around. And you check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. And see if they have anything coming up on their schedule of activities that you might be interested in. If you're in the area, easy to stop by, of course. And if you're from anywhere else in the country, you might want to make it a destination. Head for the Twin Ports of Duluth Superior. A lot of good scenery and stuff around there. State parks and waterfalls and hiking trails, good stuff. And an accordion museum. Where else does that happen? Oh, yeah, nowhere. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org. All right. I'm already a little concerned here when it comes to picking out our 78 of the week. Because, if you recall, last week I started going through that big stack of records of 78s that I'd already played. I got a bunch down in the garage I've been sorting out. And I forgot to bring any of them up to the studio for this week. And, you know, in a more daring day, I would run and fetch them while a record was playing, and you would never know the difference. But I got to go down four flights of stairs, down another half a flight to ground level, outside, down to the other halfway part of the block, into the garage. You got to wait for the electric thing to be, it's like the slowest thing in the world, and then see if I can find the stack that's got the polka records in it, and then come all the way back up those stairs. I'd be winded for 15 minutes. So I'm not doing that. So I'm going to have to get back into the stack I was in last week and just pick something from, like, you know, a year ago or whatever. We'll see. But we will have a 78 of the week, because we always do. It's the way of the Oompa Hour, you know? Here's Joe Krajcik and his Beertown Band and the Red Raven Polka. Joe Krajcik and his Beertown Band. That's the Red Raven Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That's a KL recording. I always like the sound of their records from that studio. From Hubertus, Wisconsin. Hubertus? Hubertus? I never know. I guess it doesn't really matter. But anyway, good sound of record, you guys. They probably made that 40 years ago. And they're probably listening going, ha, yeah, right. Anyway, I have the ample airs here. And I'm glad that they're singing this one in Polish. And the nice thing is the title of the record is on the label in Polish. But then for people like me that can't speak it and can't seem to translate the printed word into anything even close to the way it's supposed to sound, they have the title in English for me. So I can tell you this is the Flirting Musician's Polka by the Ample Airs Orchestra. And it makes me sound really intelligent when really I have no idea what they're saying. Thank you.
panienka, oczka mi mruga, nie tylko jedna, bo zaraz druga. Panienki, wszystkie są piękne, najpiękniejsza będzie moja. Panienki, wszystkie są piękne, najpiękniejsza będzie moja.
All right, there you have it there. The Ample Airs Orchestra, the Flirting Musicians Polka is what it says. And I'm not going to try to say it in Polish because that would just probably embarrass all of us. So there you have it here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. How the heck you doing anyway, huh? Want to remind you, if you have a request or a dedication or question or comment, if you want to trade recipes or something, I don't know, I'm easy. You can get in touch with the Oompa Hour. Make a request or ask about a band or whatever the case might be. If you have a phone, a plain old telephone, a dial phone, a smartphone, whatever it is, you can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Again, that is 218-259-2985. Or you can text a message to that very same number if you have a smarty phone, 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. That's easy, oompahour at AOL.com, or hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Should take care of the job for you. So, yeah, love to hear from you. Try to find a request when I can. The records are not organized, as you have probably well figured out over all these years, but I still try. Sometimes I am successful. Now, this record is a Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. Sometimes it's Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. This must be before they were lucky. It's Open the Window, because I think Grandma farted. I don't know.
Open the window, open the window. Let me hold your hand. Open the window, open the window. I want to be your man. Open the window, open the window. You are my lovely miss. Open the window, open the window. Give me your tender kiss. Let me hold you tight.
open the window, open the window. I want you day and night. Open the window, open the window. Don't let me go astray. Open the window, open the window. Tell me your mind today.
There you go, little Wally there. Open the window. I don't understand what he does as I go in through the door. What's the setup there? I do not know the answer to this question. Anyway, welcome to another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. If you've just recently discovered the show, welcome aboard. If you're a longtime listener, glad to have you aboard again. Because this happens every week right here, same place, same time on your radio or your streaming or your smart speaker or your phone or your computer. Or a plain old regular radio station. It's a very versatile situation these days, so glad to have you along. Here's another record now, salvaged from a box out in the garage. These guys have not been on the show before, and even though I've had this record for like 1,000 years, and I'm not sure how to pronounce the name, Dennis Tatomir, Tatomir. They're Canadian, because it says on the record, Canada's Polka King, so you'd think I would know, right? Dennis Tatomir. Not sure which way that goes, but anyway, Dennis, got you on the turntable here. It's the High Neighbor Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
And do the rest. It makes you feel so grand to get your chin off your chest. I'm shouting, hi neighbor, my neighbor, time to play and say hi. So grand to get your chin off your chest. I'm shouting, hi neighbor, my neighbor.
there you go. Oh, there's Dennis Tatemeyer, I think, maybe, in his orchestra. And High Neighbor Polka says he's Canada's Polka King right on the record. So I'm not going to argue with it if they put it on the record, you know what I mean? I'm going to put that record on the pile right there, though, so it's around, because they have not been played on the show before. So I'll have it to play again here in a couple of weeks. So, all right. Ray Henry, let's go back a ways for one of those great old Dana records. There's an oldie but a goodie, and when I say oldie, I mean oldie. You can tell by the sound of the record. Here's Ray Henry and the orchestra and the Speakeasy Polka. Right, there you go, the Speakeasy Polka, Ray Henry, and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Now, another band debuting on the show here. The Northern Airs, I think, have not been on the show before. And I have them doing the Iron Range Polka. And for those of you not in the area, I'm doing the show in Bovee, Minnesota. And I know a lot of you local folks know that, but the show is carried across the country on, I think, 32 radio stations now, or is it 33? I can't remember, but we've got everybody from Austin to down to Florida to over in San Francisco, down around out east. We've got Pennsylvania, and we've got Buffalo, New York, and we got Chicago, and all over the place. And the Iron Range is right here in Minnesota, where they mine all the they make iron. Iron ore comes out of the Iron Range up here in Minnesota. They build Buicks out of that stuff. Anyway, so that's the Iron Range Polka, and it's the Northern Airs, and here it is on Tim Zumpa Hour. We'll be right back. There you go, the Northern Airs and the Iron Range Polka coming to you from here on the Iron Range of Minnesota on Tim Zumpa Hour. All right, now, as you know, in every show, we include at least one 78 RPM record because everything sounds great when it's on a 78. And like I say, I got a bunch of ones that have not been up in the studio before, but I left them down in the garage. And we're going to have to make do with a rerun from maybe a year ago. But one of the oldest 78s in the collection here, Hans Wilfart's Concertina Orchestra on the OK record label, 78. I looked up the year on this one back when we first played it, and I want to say it's early 1930s, maybe late 1920s. I can't remember for sure now, but it's one of the oldest records in the collection. And it's got a little patina to it, but all in all, it's a pretty good sounding record. It says it's a Hanserl Polka, H-A-N-S-E-R-L Polka. Not sure how you would say that properly with the German accent, but nonetheless, let's crank that Victrola up. Here's our 78 of the week. Hans Wilfart's Concertina Orchestra there, the Hanseler Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. That is our official 78 of the week. Pretty good for a 100-year-old record, don't you think? I got Frank Yankovic over on the turntable here. Not Frankie Yankovic. Frank Yankovic. I'm pretty sure they're the same guy. And it's not with the Yanks. It's Frank Yankovic on his orchestra and his orchestra on one of those weird record labels on Palace Records that's got a whole different band on the other side of the record. This is the Bye Bye Baby Polka.
Thank you.
There you go. Frank Yankovic and his orchestra. The Bye Bye Baby Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show where all this nonsense happens every darn week right here. This same spot on your dial or your computer or your interwebs or wherever you happen to be. Now, you know, we always do a waltz in every show. Normally, when this record comes around, I play the other side. In fact, I think I played the other side just a few weeks ago. I play the Roy Graham Combo. They have the Beer Barrel Polka on the other side. And I guess if you were going to do a 45 and put one well-known song on each side, you put the Beer Barrel Polka on one side and you put the Blue Skirt Waltz on the other side. I rarely play the waltz side. Today we're going to. It's going to be our official waltz of the week. And the Roy Graham Combo is a small combo and Roy's playing the organ. And when I play their version of the Blue Skirt Waltz, it takes me right back to the roller rink. But you don't have to be on skates. You can be dancing. So dancers, if you're ready, push the coffee table out of the way, scoot the kitchen table up against the wall. Here you go, the Roy Graham Combo. It's the Blue Skirt Waltz. Roy Graham Combo. See, not only does it make me feel like I should be at the roller rink, but it also kind of makes me feel like a circus act where they're doing like acrobat things or some kind of high wire thing or something with those drum rolls, you know, where it's like, you know, you're going to do something dramatic. I don't know. That's what I see in my mind when I play that record. Anyway, there's your Waltz of the Week here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I've got Roman Rezac and the orchestra ready to go. Man, look at the clock. We're almost done with another show already. This is the On Our Porch Polka.
We'll be right back.
know, we have some Roman Rezac fans out there because I get emails every now and then. So there's a record for you there on Our Porch Polka, Roman Rezac and the orchestra. Here on the Oompa Hour, I've got Louis Bashel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra on the way here as we're winding down another show already. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I think we're going to be able to squeak in maybe two more records, maybe one more, maybe, no, two, maybe three, I don't know, not very many. Let's do Louis Bashel and the Silk Umbrella Orchestra. Here's the Matilda Polka. That's what I'm trying to say. Louis Bashel and the Silk Umbrella Orchestra and the Matilda Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Man, my brain almost overloaded right there for a second. I think we're going to sneak in one more record. I don't think I can get away with two here. Let's go out with Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, shall we? This is the Polka Menagerie.
Shining brightly, as I held my girl so tightly, then I kissed her and caressed her, and I told her she'd always be mine. Mariska moja, Mariska moja, Mariska moja, my sweetheart, Mariska moja. the moon.
I've got a
shining
down
brightly
away.
As I
she
held
loves me
my girl
right
so
tiny,
Miss Kay.
Then I kiss,
I come
and call
down
the slip
away.
And I told
her
she'd
always be
my
best
you
stay.
Man, all those different verses going on at the same time there, it's enough to make you kind of dizzy, don't you think? Anyway, that's the one we're going out on, Eddie Blazonczyk there, and his versatile versatones. Man, it's a good thing we're at the end of the show. I've lost the ability to speak coherently. Yikes! Anyway, we'll let the theme song take us out of here, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tam Zumba Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!